Everything is possible. The future has not happened yet, and the past is gone. It doesn't exist. There is no place where it exists anymore. It's over. The only thing that you have is now. And in the now, you can create whatever you want. Hey everybody, it's Wendy Elaine Wright, and welcome to my podcast, Secrets of a Hollywood Talent Manager. I'm so glad that you're here, and every week I'm going to give you some tips, tricks, and secrets that you can apply to your acting career. Well, we made it through. What I would have to say has been one of the most difficult years I've ever seen in the industry. And if you're still standing, congratulations. But can you believe it? We're done with the SAG-AFTRA strike and the writer's strike before that. We just almost had a director's strike at the same time. I mean, this industry has been going through such influx, right? With the COVID and everybody being quarantined and then the stress of the isolation and the lack of connection with other humans and then coming back into this business ready to work and then going to strike. I mean, I hope we're done with all of this crisis and now we can just focus on expressing our talents and getting on set and creating amazing projects and stories and moments for people to live vicariously through your amazing skills and abilities. And if you still want to be an actor after all of this, why, you must actually love acting. I bet this craziness sent a lot of folks running in the opposite direction. But I just want to encourage you to keep going. We're going to start a new year, and anything is possible. Everything is possible. The future has not happened yet, and the past is gone. It doesn't exist. There is no place where it exists anymore. It's over. The only thing that you have is now. And in the now, you can create whatever you want. I will tell you that changing, making decisions and goals and then sticking to them or working hard on what you want is really all a mindset situation. And I want you guys to be gentle with yourselves and work on your goals in bite-sized chunks. Literally one little step at a time. One little step at a time. So I want you to write out your goals for the new year. Just write them out. Everything you want to accomplish. And then you're going to take one of those things and break it down into little small doable goals and then start checking those off one at a time. And after a few months, you'll see that you've accomplished that thing. Go on to the next. Go on to the next. And if you're having trouble sticking to some of these new behaviors, I want you to know that we are made up of behaviors, of habits. Our habits define who we are. Our habits define our outcome and what we experience in this life. And if your habits don't match up to your goals, like if you need better habits in order to become the person that's achieving your goals, great, then let's set some new habits. Let's set some new habits. And you're capable of setting new habits any second of any day. You are not defined by the past version of yourself. Otherwise, you would still be an infant in your diaper. You are constantly evolving and changing into the next version of yourself, the next version of yourself. And I will tell you that every good thing in your life is still ahead of you. Every dream that you have yet to accomplish is still ahead of you. It's coming. And what you're going to do now in the moment to set yourself up for success, to become the person that achieves those things on your dream list, on your vision board, is to set new habits. So I want to assign all of you a little homework over the holidays. You'll thank me. There's a book, and if you haven't heard of it, go get it. But there's a book called Atomic Habits. Atomic Habits. Everybody should read that book cover to cover with a highlighter. And really understand that who you are is simply choosing your habits. Habits become automatic over time, and then they become just your life. They become who you are. They become how you live. So we have to look at life carefully, like consciously. What habits do I have that are working against me, that are sabotaging my life, my joy, my happiness, my goals? Let's nix those. Let's get rid of that. And then what habits do I need to install that will help me achieve my goals? And let me be honest about that. And then let me install them. And then let me practice doing them and discipline myself to doing them no matter what. No matter what. Seriously, that's the only difference between successful people and non-successful people. It's not that they're better than or more deserving or better people or just, you know, no. The only difference is habits. And if you realize that and you know that you're totally in control of your habits, then you are in charge of your success, of your failures, of your results, of your outcome of your life. Does that mean there's not random things that are happening? Of course, we all know that we live on a weird spinning globe, or who knows what the fuck's going to happen one day to the next. But I'm not talking about acts of God, acts of nature, things you can't predict, genetics. I'm talking about habits. I want you to just like go down the rabbit hole and learn about habits. I'm really excited. I've been teaching a new course at Hollywood Winner Circle Academy, the advanced course. And the advanced course, we've delved into some really cool stuff. The first thing we delved into was making publicity happen for you, like getting your own publicity, getting out there and pitching yourself to reporters and podcasts and creating your EPK, your press kit and all kinds of stuff. So when you're at the level where you're now needing to get publicity for the things you do, you got to be your own publicist. So that was a really eye-opening experience for everybody. Totally loved the class. Everybody's feedback was amazing. And right now we're in the next segment of it. It's a 16 weeks and we go through four segments. The second segment is how to make more money, how to add multiple streams of income to your finances. And I want to also encourage you guys to look into a class that Alex Collins is teaching on money. It's phenomenal. Phenomenal. I highly recommend you buy it. Don't hesitate. Buy it for yourself for Christmas. Because if you can do better in your finances, it just makes your whole life better, right? You agree with me. And if you are not taking my course, Hollywood Winner Circle Academy, treat yourself to a life-changing course that is going to change the entire trajectory of your career. Because I want to see you working as an actor. I don't want to see you dreaming of being one. So those are two Christmas presents I highly suggest for you this year. It is money well spent. One, when you learn how to be a working actor, you're going to make money. So your investment in the course is going to be paid back hundredfold. And when you learn how to do your finances through Alex's course, your money is going to be in such better condition your whole life. So these are two life-changing investments that you can make in your life. I highly recommend it. And I'm going to go because I'm going to teach my advanced course now, but I wish you all success. I wish you happy holidays. Merry Christmas. Happy Hanukkah. Happy Kwanzaa. Happy whatever. May God bless you in every breath you take on this planet. I love you. I'll see you in the next podcast. Hey, thanks for listening. And I never want to end a podcast without saying these words. Now repeat after me. I am strong. I am beautiful. I am loved. I am worthy. Yes, you are. And I love you. Tune in next week for my next podcast episode. Have a great week, and I'll see you then.